Lansing City Futsal is a second-year professional futsal club right here in Lansing. Last year, they attracted hundreds of fans each game to watch the fast-paced, exhilarating pace of play and have opened up some youth clubs to grow the game. Now they have a new training facility that is located right outside of downtown Lansing as they gear up for the start of the season. Before we bring on our guest, Isaac Constance, you did a great job of setting up this interview. I have to know, my man, how did you get in touch with Lansing City Futsal?
Facebook's a wonderful thing,
isn't it?
You know, you see some cool advertisement, something that catches your eye, and futsal is definitely a game where we'll explain it further, and of course, Jeremy will be able to elaborate on that a lot more than I can, but it's a game that not many people know about, but it's really exciting. It's a way that a lot of youth players are breaking into soccer. It almost Americanizes the game in some ways just because it's faster paced, very skill based. So we'll touch on all of that and more, but I saw it on Facebook and thought we have to have this on Current Sports.
Well, you did a great job of snagging Jeremy for this live in studio interview. Right now we have live in studio as Jeremy Kleppel, who is the owner and player for Lansing City Futsal. First off, Jeremy, how you doing, my man?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you on. You're rocking the gear right now, doing some cross promotion here as we have you right now live on Facebook Live. And I'll start this. Isaac and I are going to tag team this interview. I want to first ask you, though, a very simple question that is on the minds of many listening to this right now. What in the world is futsal?
That's a good question. So futsal is FIFA's official version of indoor soccer. Okay, so it's 5-on-5 played on a basketball court with a keeper, 4 court players and a keeper, so 5-on-5. It's a really fast game. Usually, the players are really technically skilled, really creative. It's in your face, thrilling and exciting to watch, and usually the score is a lot higher than a regular soccer game. So we see scores of, 9-2, sometimes in the double digits, but very high-scoring game.
Jeremy, take me how you decided to bring this game to Lansing. What made you think that this would be a good community, a good fit to really help this sport thrive in?
That's a good question, Isaac. So I actually played futsal when I was growing up, since I was about 10 years old. And then I actually played in Brazil for a little while. I had a tryout with São Paulo FC in Brazil. It's a club that plays in the League One professional league over there for futsal. And I fell in love with the game over there. I played there for a little while with them and came back to Lansing and thought that, this game is a perfect adaptation for, American fans for soccer, right? Sometimes in a soccer game, sometimes it can get kind of boring or drawn out. There's not a lot of goals scored for some people. For me, I love soccer still. But for some people, the game's, not that exciting because there's not a lot of goals. Futsal is exactly the opposite. It's really fast, really intense. There's a lot of goals scored, and it's kind of a little bit of a version of basketball. Same sort of idea and thrill and excitement in the game.
I have to ask, Jeremy, can you kind of give our listeners a bit of your background? How old are you? Where
Sure.
are you from? And you started at 10 years old. Where did you start? It's a loaded question, but just kind of take it question by question.
No, that's right. So I'm 24 years old. I've actually lived in Lansing my whole life. I played club soccer for a coach when I was 10 years old. His name was Hank Long. He is, known as one of the best soccer coaches in the U.S. And he introduced me to futsal. We trained at the soccer club I was at. We trained in futsal in the wintertime. So that's how I was first introduced to the sport.
And what high school did you go to really briefly?
So I actually went to Grand Ledge High School.
Grand Ledge, you're a Comet then. You may know Pat O'Keefe over there and company.
That's right.
Okay, nice.
Hank Long, too. I think you told me yesterday, actually, when I went down and checked out the facility for myself, he actually coached the U.S. Women's National Team, didn't he?
Yeah, he was the assistant coach for the U.S. Women's National Team when Julie Foudy and Mia Hamm were there.
Wow.
And he also coached, I believe it was Georgetown University. The story I tell to kind of let people know how Hank was, he's actually the answer to a Trivial Pursuit question.
Really?
Yeah. The Trivial Pursuit question was, what coach in college soccer was the one that broke the University of North Carolina's winning streak in soccer? And the answer is Hank Long.
Are you serious?
Yep, I'm serious. Yep.
How in the world did you get Hank to come on board and coach you all?
You know, that's one of the biggest blessings of my life. I've known Hank for a while. He's an amazing guy. He came to Lansing to start a soccer club, and he stuck around till most of us were up into college, and then He right now, I believe, lives in Virginia.
Yeah, definitely, Jeremy. I mean, one thing about this sport, obviously, is that, like you mentioned, it's fast-paced. It's easy for people to get along with it. What sort of support have you seen in these first 2 years?
So, honestly, it's been amazing what we've seen. You know, we get anywhere from 300 to 500 people to our home games, which, you know, is great for futsal, great for a sport that is relatively unknown in the area. And so, and what we've noticed is the people that come to the games, they fall in love with it. So, you know, sometimes the home games get pretty intense, pretty exciting because people are, you know, wild at the games. They really enjoy the experience.
Have to ask, you talk about 300 to 500 people at these games. Jeremy, when evaluating the fandom for this, and, you know, I like to compare it to what's going on at Lansing United right now and just this soccer craze here in mid-Michigan. Is there any relationship that you guys have with Lansing United at all?
No, actually, no. You know, I've never met Jeremy Sampson. What they're doing at Lansing United is amazing. Amazing for the sport. Heard nothing about positive things for them. And, you know, what's going on here in Lansing is really special in terms of kind of the soccer, futsal craze. And so we don't have a relationship with them, but, you know, we know of them and the great work that they do here in Lansing.
So give our listeners a bit of pub here when it comes to your upcoming games. I know you all are on the road all of next week, and then the home opener is going to take place June 23rd. Am I right?
Yeah, so we start our National League of Professional Futsal season, which there's six teams on the East Coast, six on the West. So we play five away games and five home games in the Eastern Conference. Our first away game is actually in Baltimore next Friday. So we're going to be flying out there on Friday. We'll play Sporting Maryland. Then we'll have to do a quick drive to Philly on Saturday to play the Philadelphia team. And then we'll fly it over to Boston to play actually currently the top futsal team in the country, Safira FC, which will be definitely a challenge on that Sunday. And then the following week, June 23rd, which is on Friday night, 7 p.m. at the Aim High Sports Complex, Sporting Maryland will be coming to Lansing to play us. It's kind of an historic game. We've never had a team from the East Coast play in Lansing yet at a professional futsal game. Sporting Maryland is one of the top teams in the country, and it's going to be an amazing time.
Definitely, Jeremy. And then I guess just a few more questions for you, but to touch on the level of play, obviously this is the premier futsal league in the United States. What can people go out there and see, and just how good are these guys that you're playing with?
Yeah, so futsal is definitely growing in the United States. You know, all of our guys, they have other jobs. They do this, you know, either a part-time basis or just for the love of the game. But the level of play this year, I think, is pretty incredible. We have actually three guys from Brazil. We got a player coming in from Florida. We got a player coming in from California. Our goalkeeper is actually from Liberia in Africa. We have two players on our team right now that have represented the USA on an international level.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and then Sporting Maryland is a lot of the same story. They actually have a lot of foreign guys. They have a player that played for Italy's top professional futsal league, Milano Calcio, I think it was the name of the team. So he's on there. They have a lot of veteran players, powerhouses on their team. So it's definitely going to be kind of a battle of, you know, the power and then the upcoming team, which, you know, would be us.
Final two questions for you, Jeremy. You all don't get paid for this, right?
That's right. Yeah. The players, right now, you know, in the wintertime, we have a couple of them on contracts. In the summertime, we have a couple of them, but most of them are not paid.
And the profits that you get at the door, I mean, does that kind of trickle down just to the organization in general, just to the team?
Yeah, so the way that we view, you know, the pro team is really, in the first couple of years here, we're putting all the money that we, you know, that we make from the games and sponsorships and things like that and putting it back into the team. We see this first couple of years as an opportunity to showcase futsal in its purest form to the people of Lansing. So that's our goal for the team. And so that's kind of we just reinvested in the team. We want to create an amazing experience for the fans. You know, we really try to do a good job. We have an MC at the games. We have, you know, lights, and we do the whole announcing thing. And, you know, so we try to make it a really professional environment as we can and an exciting experience for families. You know, at the end of the day, you know, sports is about entertainment. It's about doing something, you know, going to watch a game with your friends. And those are the memories that you, you know, those are the experiences that you remember. So our goal is to create memories through futsal for people in Lansing.
How can people come out and see you guys? Again, home opener is June 23rd. How much at the door?
Sure. So tickets are $5 at the door. Kids under 12 are actually just $1. We want to encourage families to come out. It's a kid-friendly environment. It's at AIM High Sports Complex right by the Summit. And you can get tickets online at lansingfutsal.com. And then you can buy tickets at the door as well. Doors will open at 5:30. The game starts at 7, and it should be a great time.
And Isaac and I, we've chatted about this. We plan on bringing a video feature to our listeners and viewers as well later on, right, Isaac?
Absolutely. I know, Jeremy, you as well, of course, just do great work with the youth side of things too. So, of course, it's important to mention that component as well, growing the game from the roots up.
All right, Jeremy Kleppel, you have been fantastic owner and player for Lansing City Futsal. Jeremy, thank you for your time, and we look forward to having you back on in the future, all right?
All right, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. All right.